This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Think about how you shape your life. I wonder if you ever in school had a project where you had to shape a piece of wood into a sculpture of some kind. Well, how did you do that? Maybe you cut some big pieces away, but then you started sanding and rubbing it with a file, maybe, and you were gradually grinding it down and shaping it into the shape that it needed to be. Well, that's how a life is shaped as well. Yes, sometimes there are big cataclysmic events in our lives that radically impact us. But so much of the shaping of our lives is just in the things that we daily sand away at our lives with that shape us into the people we are. And if you want to shape your life in a way that brings God into it and that builds your life around a relationship with God that changes you in so many great ways, then every day, taking a little time to open God's Word, the Bible, and hear from God and let Him shape your thinking, shape your outlook on life, the way you react to the people in your life, that gradually builds your life into the way that God wants it to be. So that's why every weekday morning we take this time, and we're talking this week about what the Bible means when it talks about being lost. We read yesterday a few verses from John chapter 3 that say, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And the next verse goes on to say this, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to save the lost. So you stop being lost in biblical terms when your spirit is made alive by being born again and coming into a living relationship with Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and is alive today for you to know him. And when you are born again, when you come into that living relationship with God, your physical surroundings may stay exactly the same. You may be still in the middle of difficult circumstances. So nothing may obviously change outwardly, but inwardly, everything changes. Everything changes because God becomes a part of your life. And suddenly there is hope for the future, because the future is not just left up to chance. You're not just trying to work things out yourself. God is a part of the future that changes everything. The love of God is being poured out in your inner life as well. You're not feeling unloved and alone and hopeless and helpless. God's love is meeting the deepest needs in your life. Now, there are many people who feel like, well, I can't come to God for that because I'm not good enough. God only sees all the junk in my past, and I'm not good enough to be saved. Well, let me ask you this. If you could be good enough in your own strength for God to save you, then why did Jesus have to die? We devalue what God did for us in Jesus' death on the cross when we feel like, no, I have to be good enough to be accepted. You don't. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He did what had to be done in order to make a way for you to be forgiven and come into a living relationship with God. And I encourage you, if that's how you've been feeling, right now, just stop and say, God, I'm sorry. There's so much in my past that I can't explain, and I can't justify. I need your forgiveness. Thank you for what Jesus did for me to make forgiveness possible. I want a relationship with you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.